In each of our lives, we have moments of crisis, moments of trauma, of failure, embarrassment. And those moments actually define us in a certain way. I remember many of the ones throughout my life, of course. They stay with us. When I was a freshman in high school, I was chosen to sing the national anthem at a varsity basketball game. And I prepared for a couple of weeks singing in the shower. I got this. I know the national anthem. I mean, I'm a freshman. I know everything. And the time for the performance came, and I went and sang, and I stopped midway through. And I couldn't go on. And I started again, and the nerves and the sweat, and I could feel my face getting red and the whole crowd looking at me. And I stopped again. And then eventually, I started just at a random spot and the crowd joined in with me. And I made it through. But I ran back to the place I was sitting in the crowd and I wanted to die. I thought my life was over as a freshman. That's it. I might as well just end it here. But it was a defining moment for me. A moment of failure, a moment of crisis, but one that pushed me. 4 years later, I remember going to college and my parents dropping me off 2.5 hours away from home. I didn't know anyone. My roommate was a sophomore and hadn't arrived yet. I was there for freshman orientation. And I sat in my dorm room, the most lonely I've ever been in my life. It was just quiet. And I didn't know anybody. And I remember just weeping. I'm alone. This is a new test. This is a new trial. But it became a defining moment for me. I had to make new friends. I had to choose things for my life. And it pushed me. 4 years later, I graduated college and I moved to Minnesota. Same scene, my parents dropping me off and pulling away from the Net Center in West St. Paul. And my mom tells me she looked in the rearview mirror and I looked like a sad puppy dog. I didn't know anybody here. I was alone. I was afraid. It was a moment of crisis. It was even traumatic in a certain way. But it pushed me. 6 years later, I left it in my rearview mirror, and I drove to seminary. And a similar movement in my heart. Each of those moments was really tough. Each of those moments was sad. It was a moment of crisis, a moment of trauma, a moment where I failed in a certain way, but I had to move forward. It pushed me forward. Each of us has moments like this that we wouldn't have chosen. It's like the mama bird pushing the baby birds out of the nest. They're kicking and screaming. They don't want to leave the security of the nest. It's all they knew. But they would have never flown had they not been pushed. And we see this in our celebration of the Mass today in our readings with Philip in the Acts of the Apostles. We don't hear what comes right before Philip going to Samaria to preach. He was pushed out of Jerusalem because of persecution. The early faith was being attacked in Jerusalem. They had some security in Jerusalem. They knew who they were there. They knew how to operate there. They were preaching there. But then when the fire and the heat turned up, they got pushed out. And it pushed them to greater growth. Philip grew as an evangelist by being pushed out of Jerusalem. And the church grew outside of Jerusalem because the apostles and those early disciples were pushed out. They were scattered. Something they wouldn't have chosen. They wouldn't have chosen this persecution, this trial, this somewhat of a failure. It was a moment of crisis for them, but one that caused their growth. I heard a talk last summer from a counselor, a licensed psychologist, and he said something that stuck with me. He said, each of us experiences these crisis moments in our life, but if crisis is paired with support, that causes our growth. If we go through trials, if we go through failures, moments of trauma, with support, it's actually good for us. It pushes us forward. It causes our growth. I'm the man and the priest that I am today because I went through these trials and had the support I needed to go through them. And so did Philip. So did the apostles. They had the support of the advocate. We hear Jesus talk about this in the gospel with the apostles gathered in the upper room right before the greatest trial of their lives, the crucifixion of their Lord and Master and Rabbi. But Jesus promises them, I will send the advocate. I'm going to send you support, guys. I'm going to help you so that when you go through these persecutions and trials and challenges and failures, you'll have the support you need to grow, to succeed, and so that the kingdom of God would grow. That's what Philip needed. It's what the apostles needed. It's what I need. I actually need crisis. I need challenge in my life. Each of us does. And if we have that support around us, it's going to be good. In the end, we're going to grow. We're going to be transformed. These moments of transition become the defining moments of our lives. You can think of tons of examples of this throughout history. Michael Jordan was cut from his high school basketball team. He became the greatest basketball player of all time. Thomas Edison, it took him 1,000 tries to create a functioning light bulb. And a journalist asked him, Thomas, what was it like to fail 1,000 times? He said, I didn't fail 1,000 times. I invented a light bulb, an invention that had 1,000 steps. Babe Ruth broke the home run record, but at one point he held that record and the strikeout record at the exact same time. It's the moments of failure, of crisis, that really become defining moments in our life. And we just have to go out there and practice and try and trust that the Holy Spirit is giving us the support we need. We won't do it perfectly at first, but it's through practice and continuing to participate with the Holy Spirit that our lives will grow. G.K. Chesterton said, anything worth doing is worth doing poorly at first. And that's been the case of my life. You don't sing perfectly unless you grow. You don't preach. You don't teach. You don't do anything unless you do it first poorly. And then you grow from that. You've been watching our live stream masses. You know that we've been growing. Every Sunday, it seems that we recognize a new challenge, a new crisis, a new failure, and it causes us to grow. We're putting some money into our system. You'll be happy to know that. I know you can hear, I can hear you cheering at home right now. We're going to increase the video. We're going to increase the experience so that you who watch it live stream at home will be able to participate better. We wouldn't have been able to do that had we not just gone out and tried. The Holy Spirit always calls us forward, causes us to adapt. Philip and the apostles had to adapt to this crisis, to this challenge. And so do we. We have to keep adapting. As persecutions come, as crises come, we have to keep adapting. And it's the Holy Spirit, the advocate, that gives us the grace to do it. I'm going to announce at the end of Mass today that, I'll announce it now, we're going to be opening up this Tuesday to limited audiences, to limited congregations for our Holy Mass. We're going to have 7 of you sitting in these pews starting on Tuesday for daily Mass, and then we'll keep the same system that we've been doing for Sunday Mass. We're going to practice. We're going to push ourselves. We're going to grow through this process. We're going to discover things. Wow, we never thought of that. And it's going to cause us to grow. Even those of you who can't come, perhaps, and sit in these pews because of restrictions and limitations, we're going to bring you the Holy Eucharist out to door 9. Those who are live streaming Mass, both for daily Mass and for Sunday Mass. Maybe you're in your car, maybe you're at home, and you can get here right after Mass to receive Holy Eucharist. We're going to try that. It's probably not going to be smooth right away. We're going to have to work through different challenges, but it's going to cause our growth. Crisis paired with support causes our growth. So brothers and sisters, let us continue to ask for that advocate, that gift of the Father and Jesus, the gift of the Holy Spirit, that continually causes us to adapt. It pushes us to grow. Let us continue to practice our faith even more fervently during this time of crisis. That Jesus would be Lord, not just in the good times of my life, but He would be Lord of my failures. He'd be Lord of my crises. He'd be Lord of my challenges, my trauma, and lead me deeper and closer to the most sacred heart.